Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is March 21st. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible, something we do every day. We spend a little time in God's Word. We let God's Word spend a little time on us, and oh, how we need that. Today, my friends, we are in the book of 1 Samuel again, chapter 8, verses 1 through 5. Then we finish our reading in Proverbs chapter 28, verse 2. Well, Samuel was a good leader of Israel because he followed God. Would his son serve God the way he had done? Let's read and find out from 1 Samuel chapter 8. As Samuel grew old, he appointed his sons to be judges over Israel. Joel and Abijah, his oldest sons, held court in Beersheba. But they were not like their father, for they were greedy for money. They accepted bribes and perverted justice. Finally, all the elders of Israel met at Ramah to discuss the matter with Samuel. Look, they told him, you are now old and your sons are not like you. Give us a king to judge us like all the other nations have. Wow. That was a short reading today. But listen to this. The people of Israel loved Samuel as their leader because he helped them follow God. But Samuel's sons were selfish and greedy, and nobody wanted to follow them. If you want to be a good leader, be sure that you're following God first. Then others will want to follow you. This is what Proverbs chapter 28, verse 2 says. When there is moral rot within a nation, its government topples easily. But wise and knowledgeable leaders bring stability. Well, there you have it. We have done it again. We have spent another day in the Bible. And, well, I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the very same thing. Lord willing and the creek don't rise, I fully intend to be here. Until that time, let's go forward in God's joy. Let's let His joy be our strength. And most of all, how about let's remember this, that you are loved. No doubt about it. All right, hey, I'll talk to you again tomorrow. You take care. Thank you.